Tag Stone really took a letter to the judge, really was implicating that nigga, really snitched on that man.
Wrote a whole letter to the judge saying Troy Ave was a bad guy, he doesn't deserve to be on the street.
You told, bro.
Troy wrote a letter to the motherfucking judge.
Him and his friends, they're involved in a lot of things, Let me out of jail. Since you niggas like writing letters, here go one. Dear hater, I won. I'm a boss, you a bum. Suck a dick. Till it comes. Since you niggas like writing letters, here go one. Dear hater, I won. I'm a boss, you a bum. Stick a fork in it. Now you done. Since you niggas like writing letters, I have no remorse for you niggas. No compassion for you niggas. No mercy for you niggas.
All you niggas gon' fall in misfortune, fuck it.
You hear me? Since you niggas like writing letters, here go one, get a pen. I speak this as a free man, pay half a mil out the pen. I'm out of your league, don't contend. Ballin' on point like a pen. I sat many months, you wrote to the judge soon as you walked in.
Mr. Collins and his entourage be doing a lot of shootings. A recent one outside of New York City Club pursued him.
And now those people suing, plotting to take all I stack. Got attempted murder, cause I took the gun from him and bust back. Cause ain't no made up raps, I'm paraphrasing the facts. I'm the king of the underground, you just an underground rat. I rose up above the rodents, they tryna pull your boy back. With a cold shoulder and frozen hand, whoever reach it gets smacked. Smrek, URL, I'm a W, I am Lambos and Bentley's where I dwell. It's a mansion for sale, I bought that, you just bought to a cell. A real nigga lives on, while a fake one dies in jail. Man, what the fuck I look like sitting in jail for a nigga that'd tell his own sister and suck a dick for his freedom? Man, my suit costs more than your whole defense. You a dollar, nigga, I keep it a buck.
Since you niggas like writing letters,
ain't no even a
here go one. Dear hater,
you drop the soap.
I won. I'm a boss, you a bum. Suck a dick, till it comes.
Since you niggas like writing letters,
here go one. Dear hater, I won. I'm a boss, you a bum. Stick a fork in the fuck. Now you done. Since you niggas like writing letters.
On May 25th, 2016, rapper T.I. was set to perform at New York City's Irving Plaza. As performances were just getting started around 10:30 p.m., shots rang out from the upstairs balcony of Irving Plaza, and we all soon found out that rapper Troy Ave had been shot in the leg, and his lifelong friend and bodyguard Ronald Bangham McFadder was fatally wounded. Word soon spread that a fistfight occurred between Troy Ave's entourage and podcaster Tag Stone, which resulted in the ultimate demise of Troy Ave's friend Ronald McFadder. It was also stated that Troy Ave was facing murder charges pending ballistic results. This created a storm on social media as people began to make Troy Ave the butt of all jokes. As social media was busy destroying Troy Ave's character and reputation, a wheelchair-bound Troy Ave arrived at Manhattan's criminal court, charged with attempted murder and criminal possession of a weapon, and prosecutors were waiting on ballistic results to charge him with murder as well. Troy Ave was denied bail and sent in jail for 2 months before eventually being granted bail at a staggering $500,000. Although Tag Stone addresses most people by beloved, his rise to popularity was due to his antagonizing rhetoric about respected hip-hop artists. For instance, he called out Tupac and Cameron as snitches, he proclaimed the late great prodigy of Mobb Deep was a whack rapper. Tag Stone's biggest target was up-and-coming indie artist Troy Ave. Troy Ave, who also hails from Brooklyn, was a rising star on the East Coast who worked his way up to doing songs with established artists like 50 Cent, Cam'ron, Diddy, and Rick Ross. So how did the beef between Tag Stone and Troy Ave begin, you ask? The first signs of tension between Tag and Troy can be traced to Twitter as Tag Stone started to make a name for himself as a Twitter personality in the hip-hop Twitterverse. Tag Stone's disrespectful rhetoric towards Troy Ave dates all the way back to 2011 on Twitter. Some say Tag Stone was a bully, some say he was a hater, and some even say he was infatuated with Troy Ave. When Tag Stone was asked what his issue with Troy Ave was, he responded in typical troll fashion. As the saying goes, you can only harass a man for so long before he takes your gun and chases you down with it. In response to Tag Stone's Twitter fingers, Troy Ave released the diss track Lower Level Nutsack on October 7, 2015, where he starts off foreshadowing the deadly night that is only months away as he raps Tag is too scared to meet up and duke it out. Only months after the diss track by Troy Ave, Tag Stone and Troy Ave would come face to face at Irving Plaza where a fist fight would pop off and shots would ring out, resulting in the death of Banga and both Troy Ave and Mano's girlfriend shot in the leg. With the whole world thinking Troy Ave shot himself in the leg and killed his bodyguard by accident, it was Troy Ave against the world as he sat in jail and was denied bail for 2 months, all while Tag Stone was at home tweeting away for the time being.
I remember watching that video and I said, Troy Ave is fucking cooked as a turkey on Thanksgiving. No, he's shooting on camera.
He's
shooting on camera at a very public establishment in New York City. This is not nowhere else in the country. It's New York City. He's over.
Right. I knew I wasn't cooked, personally, because I knew the real story. I knew it was self-defense.
We didn't know it then.
I knew I didn't bring a gun in that place. I knew I took the gun from the nigga who bought the gun after
beating his ass, and I took the gun, and the gun you see me shooting, I have attempted murder on the person that tried to murder me.
Troyav focused his solo career and released a multitude of mixtapes in 2016 while being out on bail with an ankle bracelet. This time, Taxone was still a free man and no charges were laid on him with regards to the Irving Plaza incident. But then on Christmas Day in 2016, Troyav was shot in his back and his head while sitting in his red Maserati in Brooklyn. With the car crashed, Troyav walked down a busy road alongside his girlfriend and got a ride to Brookdale University Hospital in Brooklyn, where he survived yet another attempt on his life. In a cryptic message by Taxone following the shooting, Taxone tweeted, "Ain't nothing coincidental or accidental." And just a few weeks later, Taxone would be arrested and officially charged with the murder of Ronald Bango McFadder. Immediately after his arrest, Taxone would go on to write a letter to the judge detailing alleged crimes that Troyav and his crew were involved in, and this was all done in an attempt to get released from jail. It was later revealed that Taxone was caught via telegram concocting a story of Troyav firing the shots, and according to court documents, Taxone was even caught on a telegram recording in which he tells his sister Brittany Bell to give fellatio to the witness of the murder and how to coach the witness on what to say. Rapper Casanova didn't help when he was caught on federal wiretap saying Taxi shot up the spot after Troyav and BSB came through. Also, a good friend of Casanova MA, also known as Malcolm Kenyon, testified that he picked up a bloodied and bashed Taxone from the home he shared with his mother in Brooklyn and helped him run to his California residence, where Taxone admitted several times that he indeed shot and murdered Banga, shot Troyav, shot Mano's girlfriend, and others as well. And it's safe to say, Taxone sealed his own fate. Troyav would go on to explain why he shouldn't be charged with attempted murder and that he did shoot at his attacker after beating him up and taking his gun from him. When it was all said and done and the facts came out, Troyav doused the fire of several haters, and since then, Troyav has received overwhelming support no matter how hard a select few try to throw dirt on his name. Seems like whatever you throw at Troyav, his resiliency always has him winning in any situation. A reoccurring theme in Troyav's music is his faith in God, and if you ask me, his faith in God is why he's always winning.
Taxone is done! He stalked that nigga, then somebody died.